So the question was, is this a situation where the companies who qualify for the credit can't use the credit themselves and then seek to monetize them? And that's what we're getting at. It completely depends on the taxpayer who owns the property or who can use the carbon dioxide, which we'll get to in some more detail. But essentially with this slide talking about future investors and investments, we are talking about tax equity investments. So where the owner can't utilize the benefits themselves, they can enter into a partnership or some other structure in order to monetize the tax credits.
And part of it as well is, I mean, as Bob talked about, the amount of the credits for any particular project can be rather large. So even if you have a taxpayer with significant tax appetite, the credits may, in fact, exceed their own tax appetite and require other outside investors in order to monetize or utilize that tax credit, just because of the large amount of credits available with respect to some of these projects.
Okay, let's talk about the changes made to 45Q. So it was actually originally passed in 2008, offered modest amounts of credits on a dollar per ton basis, and also had that sunset provision after just 75 million metric tons, which is very, very closely, or almost met now. It was revised significantly in February 2018. Many significant changes. Those are listed on the slide. Probably the most important ones are the rates are now much higher, and there's no volume cap. Once a project's placed in service, it starts capturing carbon dioxide and sends it someplace like for sequestration or utilization, that project can earn the credit for 12 years of operation.
Okay, so in May 2019, Treasury released Notice 2019-32, effectively Notice 2019-32 did not provide necessarily substantive guidance, but for permitting taxpayers to continue to rely on 2009-83, but it solicited taxpayer feedback and stakeholder feedback on 10 different sub-issues, specifically including secure geologic storage, recapture, as well as the credit transfer.
So as of November 12th, there were 107 comments that have been submitted to the service so far in response to a request for comments. And when you think about 107 comment letters being submitted, and you think about it in comparison to other regulatory projects underway, you know, we heard from Michael Desmond earlier that there are 122 comment letters that have been submitted on 163J, which everyone is talking about. And here we have 107 comment letters at least already. And so you can tell that a lot of taxpayers are paying attention to this very closely and are watching this guidance and have an interest in this credit. So, you know, this is really a big deal. I guess as far as the guidance goes, you know, this guidance requested comments as the IRS is writing further guidance. So maybe this is a good time to ask Bob to see if he might be able to give us any sense of where things stand with guidance projects that are underway on 45Q, and if you have a sense of what those projects may be and the timing.
Don't really have a sense on the timing. I just know that the team's been working as hard as they can and covering, you know, incredible amount of material. Examples we could follow for, like, begun construction, which is very important for 45Q. If the facility doesn't begin construction before 2024, it can't qualify for the credit. So that's coming up pretty short, especially if we're talking about projects that could be a $250 million investment or beyond. There's also there's models we could follow for tax equity guidance. That would be for things like what kind of partnership allocations would be respected, what would be minimum partnership interest, unconditional investment. And then if, for regulation, like you said, 107 comments, we have got to consider each of them. The service is going to move as fast as it can.
Okay. So, I mean, we've heard rumors and, you know, I think it's been reported by some trade groups that there are multiple sets of guidance that are being worked on. And like Bob alluded to, there are various issues around the beginning of construction and around tax equity investments and then the regulations. So, you know, we've heard those trade groups report that at least some guidance is hopefully expected by the end of the year. But, you know, I guess we'll have to wait and see.